नारायणा नमस्कृत्या नरोञ्चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं तुतोजयं उदीरयेत् नस्तप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन ऑन द कॉल सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी कंटिन्यू विथ जटपरात इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू महाराज रहुगण We'll take it from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 39. Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 39. Yad itam yoga no shishan, noga no sasanam. Navad etad avarundate yajnyasta dandamudaya upasama sila uparatatma samavagajanti. So word for word translation. Yat, which, idam, this ultimate abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yoga Anushasanam, only to be achieved by practicing devotional service. Na, not. Va, either. Etat, this path of liberation. Avarundate, obtain. Yat, therefore. Nyastadanda, persons who have given up envying others. Munaya, saintly persons. Upashamashila, who are now situated in a most peaceful existence. Uparata Atmana, who have control over the mind and senses. Samavagat Chanti, very easily obtained. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and minds, and they easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The great saint Jatparat described both the miserable condition and the means to get out. The only way to get out of it is association with devotees, and this association is very easy. Although unfortunate people also get this opportunity, due to their great misfortune, they cannot take shelter of pure devotees, and consequently they continue to suffer. Nonetheless, this Krishna consciousness movement insists that everyone take to this path by adopting the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The preachers of Krishna consciousness go from door to door to inform people how they can be relieved from the miserable conditions of material life. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bij, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Text 151. By the mercy of Krishna and Guru, one can get the seed of devotional service. If one is a little intelligent, he can cultivate Krishna consciousness and be freed from the miserable conditions of material life. A surrendered soul unto Krishna is taken care of directly by the Lord as long as the instruction of Krishna are obeyed, particularly approaching the spiritual master and inquiring submissively. Om Agina Timirandasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaisnavam Sicha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vitam Sicha Hey Krishna Karuna Mat Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusite Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatru Vesya Kripa Sunibhe Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarha Sivashari Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinyamni Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Pastatya Deshacharini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurati Shay Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divacha Vishandaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna So the English translation again Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 Chapter 14 Text 39 Saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and minds, and they easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. Hare Krishna. So, those who have been following earlier know that we have been sitting on chapter 13 for a while, and last night, with a little prayer to my Guru Maharaj, the thought came to move it to chapter 14 and scroll down to this particular text. So, by your permission and guidance from my Guru Maharaj, there must be a reason that I've been pulled to this particular text to continue from there. But also, I think it's appropriate to give a little bit of summary up to this point. So, Jatparat was instructing Maharaj Rahugan, who was fortunate by the stroke of fate to come in contact with such a great saint, Jatparat, who himself two lifetimes earlier was Bharat Maharaj, the emperor of the planet. So Maharaj Ahugan, just like we've been told to do, took the opportunity to ask quite a few questions, to have his mind cleared about misconceptions he had about life in general. Especially material life, he thought that the actions of the body were the same as the actions of the soul. He did not know that there was the soul's property being spiritual and the body obviously being material. We are using our bodies now, as we well know, and the soul is in an atomic size at this point. It's part of our punishment. It doesn't get talked about very much. But the soul is in the heart area, and that gives consciousness to the body. But we're not using the soul directly in terms of the senses of the soul and activities the way it used to be in the spiritual world. Now we're just using these physical bodies. But we're also fortunate because we are now, our souls are now inside the best type of body for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are aware of this and taking advantage of hearing and chanting and doing the other services to develop love for Krishna are the most fortunate on the planet at this time. Now, summary, Maharaj Rahugan described the precarious condition, the difficult condition that the living entity finds himself or herself coming to this particular arena, the material world. After he described, he likened it to a forest, and well, fire among other things, and the danger from wild animals and all kinds of situations that would be very uncomfortable for a person in a forest and not knowing the way around, were all described by that part to Maharaj Rahugan. And then in the end, towards the end of chapter 13, where it's written, that part advised Maharaj Rahugan not to be attached to being a king. In fact, his father came out and said, give up this kingship. So, Maharaj Rahugan was given the instructions to move his consciousness from a material plane or arena to a spiritual arena and concentrate more on that. He would actually be a more effective king when he did that, if he did that, because kindness would definitely set in. Why do we mention kindness? Well, he thought that he had rights over the citizens rather than being the keeper of the citizens. So he was actually using them. Some of them were carrying his palanquin when he was in there riding it, and it was a very strenuous job to do, but he was not paying them. It's one of the points that Japarat brought up, because Japarat himself was recruited to carry palanquin at some point before he started talking to Maharaj Rahugan. So Japarat advised him to get away from the material consciousness and concentrate on the spiritual consciousness. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam is a conversation between Maharaj Parikshit, who's asking the questions, and Shukadeva Goswami, who's actually teaching Srimad Bhagavatam, as he heard from his father yesterday. So, Maharaj Parikshit asked for further summary and clarification of things that Jatparat had mentioned. So then Shukadeva Goswami went over it again. Most part of chapter 14 is another way of saying the things that were said in chapter 13. So he described, as we've summarized for you, the difficulties in the material world. And so we fast forward after this point. We are trying to live lives of sadhus. As conditioned souls, we have some difficulties with that, because Maya challenges us, and in the challenge sometimes we fall into things that we know we're not supposed to do. But as been explained by many gurus to us, Krishna is very kind, and so as long as we don't get away from the process of bhakti, especially hearing and chanting, Krishna will always find a way to bring our minds to the point that these are the weaknesses we are now experiencing, and this is what we need to do to get away from it. Sometimes life becomes difficult, and there's a story that's going to, I'll be talking about later on, by my guru's permission and guidance. The story is from Garga Samhita. Very interesting story, but we'll get to that in a little bit later. So, this text talks about saintly persons and what they do and the difficulties that a materialistic person experiences. So, that part basically describes here the saintly persons who are friends to all living entities. So, that's presupposed. Saintly persons are supposed to be friends to all living entities. Why? Well, all living entities who are in these types of bodies, physical bodies, 8,400,000 of them, they are constituted of, well, inside is the soul. And the soul is the same quality from living entity to living entity. Therefore, saintly persons who are aware of that understand that the soul has a spiritual nature, and in order to have people relate well, they themselves as saintly persons should be friends, should be friendly. And in friendliness comes kindness, comes tolerance, comes so many of the mode of goodness qualities that a person is supposed to live by if they want to stay in the mode of goodness and go back to Godhead ultimately by following the spiritual master's instructions. So saintly persons first are supposed to be friendly to all living entities. That means if you want to be saintly and if I want to be saintly, we shouldn't have people we dislike. We shouldn't have enemies. We should not have enemies. So we don't control other people's actions. We cannot. But we can control our own because we make a decision what to do from moment to moment. And so we definitely can relate to other people based on how they come across. If they come across in a friendly way, that's easy to relate to them. We all know that. If they don't come across in a friendly way, that's the challenge. How do we relate so that they don't see us as enemies? They may feel some discomfort with us, but they shouldn't see that we, or they shouldn't feel that we are responding in like manner. And if we relate to them so that they don't see enmity from us, then we are doing what a saintly person is supposed to do. So saintly persons who are friends to all living entities, who are friends, they have a peaceful consciousness. So here's the result of being friendly. Your consciousness is at peace. So that's one of the peace formulas. Be friendly. They have controlled their senses, Japarat continues. They control their senses and minds. To control the sense and the mind, Srila Prabhupada discusses in one lecture I heard about the prayers of Queen Kunti. Srila Prabhupada was preaching from a text, Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto. So he said, you cannot stop using the senses. But controlling the senses means engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Hrishikesh, Sri Krishna. Hrishikesh means senses, and Hrishikesh is master of the senses. So he said, suppose you do activities like cooking for the Lord, cleaning the Lord's paraphernalia for the deities, cleansing the rooms, So when you do that, then the senses are being used to serve the devotees, to serve Guru, and to serve Krishna, ultimately, the deity. And in that way, the senses are controlled. So, Shripapa says, control the senses by engaging the service, the senses in the service of the Lord. The mind will be controlled like that also. Because a mind is a friendly mind which tells the individual, use the senses to serve Krishna, Guru, and devotees. Now, the other thing that comes from that is controlling the senses and the mind. Saintly persons easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. So, this is what we're supposed to do. Be friendly to all living entities. That will give peaceful consciousness. Control the senses and the mind by regulating it and pushing it towards, as much as possible, serving devotionally. The devotees, the Guru, and Krishna. So that would give us the path of liberation. We can attain the path of liberation. When we say the path of liberation, Srila Prabhupada has also explained that we are in the material world, true enough. When it's said that Devotees who are saintly persons easily attain the path of liberation. It doesn't mean that we have left here, the material world yet, but it does mean, though, that in consciousness we are not connected to the things of this world, the material things. We only come in contact as we need to use them for things that are necessary to do. But for the most part, our minds are on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and also serving, doing the things that help us to remember Krishna and not forget Krishna. As Rupa Goswami has said, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, and also accept the things favorable to devotional service and reject those things that are unfavorable. Then Tatpaya talks about those who are unfortunate, materialistic persons, he puts them in an unfortunate category. They are attached to material conditions, but he describes material conditions as miserable. Everything that is supposed to be able to gratify our senses, that is materialistic, if we do them, it doesn't take long to find out that there is something negative attached to them, or there's some negative consequences that will come from. It's only a matter of time. So being unfortunate and attached to miserable material conditions, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. With them who? The saintly persons. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the great saint Jatparat described both the miserable condition and the means to get out. The only way to get out of it is association with devotees. And this association is very easy. How? Get to the place or connect with devotees. That's devotee association. Get to the place where devotees are or connect by some other means. This may have electronic means now. To devotees. The only way out of the miserable condition of material life is association with devotees. Devotees are ones that remind you about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees are the ones that are comfortable when you speak about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they will converse with you about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pastimes, his form, his name. He will chant with you. They will understand when you're second initiated, you're doing your Gayatri. It doesn't surprise them. So we live an easier spiritual life around devotees. Whereas with non-devotees, sometimes they may look at us funny when we do things devotional, activities that are devotional that they don't understand. Sometimes they will ask about it, which is actually not a bad thing. If they ask about it, it gives us an opportunity to preach to them. But if they will take it, that's another story. So, Srila Prabhupada says, association with devotees. And my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, also has said that if we do not associate with devotees, it's very difficult to get back to Godhead. Because then the mind becomes everything. Judge, prosecution, jury, all of that. The one mind becomes all of this. Now, it doesn't do very well playing all those roles at once. And Maya can take over. When we cut off the association with devotees, that's what happens. So, Srila Prabhupada says, although unfortunate people also get this opportunity, opportunity to associate with devotees, due to their great misfortune, they cannot take shelter of pure devotees, and consequently, they continue to suffer. Why? Well, when someone begins to associate with a pure devotee, they will notice, that person will notice how pure devotees live their lives. And the pure devotees are careful to give the association, but not to take the association of a of materialistic persons. Materialistic persons don't give good association, and therefore a pure devotee preaches more, takes over more the relationship when an unfortunate materialistic person is around them. So what's going to happen is that the materialistic person is going to see how the pure devotee lives his life or her life. And the question becomes, can I do the same thing? And Sri Prabhupada says, unfortunately, people get this opportunity to associate, but they cannot take shelter. They cannot submit to the instructions and lifestyle of the Pure Devotee. And consequently, they continue to suffer, the suffering. Nonetheless, Sri Prabhupada says, this Krishna consciousness movement insists that everyone take to this path by adopting the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Why? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is very much infused with, as Lord Chaitanya says, the energies of the Lord. And he says, all of the energies of the Lord. In the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So much so, that the preachers of Krishna consciousness as devotees, they go from door to door, first to get Srila Prabhupada, now Srila Prabhupada's books out, and other books that are connected with Srila Prabhupada, to inform people how they can be relieved from the miserable conditions of material life. This is what devotees do. Now, Srila Prabhupada says, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. We'll talk more about that particular text, Sishi Madhya Leela 19.151. By the mercy of Krishna and Guru, one can get the seed of devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada says, one little is a little intelligent, he can cultivate Krishna consciousness and be freed from the miserable conditions of material life. A surrendered soul to Krishna is taken care of directly by the Lord. A person who has said, Krishna, I'm yours, Krishna takes care of that person directly. And as long as the instruction of Krishna is obeyed, the instructions are obeyed, particularly approaching the spiritual master and inquiring submissively. Now, why did Srila Prabhupada put it that way? A surrendered soul, I'm coming to you. Dear Krishna, please take charge of my life. Every prayer is heard. And if it's a prayer that connects to loving devotional service, it's a prayer that says that I am a servant, you are master, Krishna, you are the supreme controller. Please take charge of my life. And I will do as you instruct. Then Krishna takes care of this person's life directly. The instructions come from a spiritual master. We're supposed to inquire submissively. Yes, that is there. By doing so, then this surrendered soul is taken care of directly by the Lord. Sometimes we get very, very much involved in the material work that we have to do in order to keep going while we're still in this physical body, that life begins to take on the shape of, well, I know what to do in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. I'm talking about the material parts of things we have to do. And so since they pretty much are the same, a few exceptions here and there, sometimes unexpected, but they're pretty much the same. Therefore, yes, I'm chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but I'm also going on with my life. And that consciousness does not help us to see how Krishna is directly taking care of us. Krishna is actually directly taking care of us through his energies and sometimes through situations that happen to us that clearly are outside our control. Clearly, everything is actually done by nature, but done by, as the Bhagavad Gita says, but some things are more obvious to us when they are outside our control. Krishna uses that to remind us that he is directly in charge, because when things are outside our control and they wind up, they end up in ways that we are grateful that it's ended that way. That is when we see Krishna's power. That's when we see Krishna's love. That's when we see Krishna's concern. And the fact that he's taking care of us directly. Our everyday type work does not, unless you're really, really thinking about Krishna all the time, Usually people don't realize that it is also part of responsibilities that we have to take care of, but it is also part of Krishna's plan. Devotees, the reason we speak like that is that devotees are not under karma. Karma is for a non-devotee who has done something good or bad in previous lives, and whatever is matured, they're going through whatever changes they have to go through for that. Sometimes pleasant, sometimes not. But that's the life of a non-devotee. When a person surrenders to Krishna, then, as we said earlier, Krishna takes care of the person's life, and Krishna doesn't work based on, or doesn't take care based on karma. As a matter of fact, it is said that when a soul has karma for a particular life, but they turn their attention to Krishna, then that whatever is supposed to happen in the future, that future is changed. Because Krishna now puts the person under direct care, and now karma is not important because devotees don't go by karma. So, Sisi or Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.151 Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Translation is, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to upper planetary systems, and some of them are going down to lower planetary systems. So out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Brahmandi Brahmite Kunya Bhagavan Kuna Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So living entities, based on their karma, are moving from higher planetary systems to medium to sometimes lower planetary systems. Sometimes they go into the bodies of non-human types, where now their progress spiritually is checked. And out of many of millions, millions, millions of these wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master. And by the grace of Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the creeper seed, the seed of a creeper of devotional service. And then this life, real life, the one that's most important, begins. The life begins. The spiritual life begins. The instructions are then brought in by the spiritual master, who is a representative of Krishna. And then the devotee follows steadily and grows steadily and sheds things that are unwanted, anattas, steadily. Sometimes it's bewildering. And in those times, the association with somebody who's been doing it a longer time and has seen things happen and has seen the end of it and it's still going on is in a much better position to advise what to do. And so, when things become difficult, it's even more of an opportunity to turn to Krishna. And speaking about that, as I was promised earlier, we'll now read from Garga Samhita, Canto 4, Chapter 1. It's a story that Narada is telling the king of Mithila. It's a story of the gopis that have been sages. We'll describe their situation. So, this is connected with Ramayana. Gopis who have been sages, when they were sages, it was at the time that Lord Ram, Lakshman, and Sita went to the Dandakaranya forest as part of what, you know, the Lord's pastimes were to unfold. So there were sages. These sages were living for a simple life. Lord Ram, very attractive. His wife, Sita, very attractive. Lakshman, very attractive. So they were all there. And the sages saw the Lord, Lord Ram. And Krishna is all attractive. Lord Ram, Ganeshna Krishna, expansion of Krishna. So the sages became attracted. The Supreme Personality of Godhead was there in the forest with them. But there was one little wrench in this. And it was that the sages were feeling attraction to Lord Ram like a consort would feel to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of God has many, many consorts. As Narayan, he has so many goddesses of fortune. As Krishna, he has so many gopis. And even the queens who were in Dwarka were also his wives. So all of these were loving attractions. The sages were bewildered because they were attracted to Lord Ram, but they were attracted like a woman would be attracted to a man. And so they approached Lord Ram and revealed their attraction to him, but also revealed the bewilderment that they were feeling because of the type of attraction that the sages that are supposed to be renounced were feeling towards the Lord. And so the Lord promised them that in the next yuga, where he will come, he will in fact fulfill their wish to be close to him in a male-female type of relationship. So here's a story. Sri Narada said, O King of Mithila, please hear the story of the gopis that have been sages, a sacred story that removes all sins and increases one's love for Lord Krishna. So this very first one, this is a translation, tells you why that we picked this particular one. The story, if you hear, Narada says, it removes all sins and increases one's love for Lord Krishna. So that is my service to you, to try to help all of us to listen and then have our Lord love of Krishna increase, which is after all the devotee's aim, Krishna Prema. So in East Bengal lived a noble-hearted, learned and wealthy gopa named Mangal. He was quite wealthy. He was a master of 900,000 cows. So he was quite, he lived a noble-hearted, and he was a very noble-hearted person. He was learned, and he was also wealthy. He had 5,000 wives. Not exactly 16,000, but 5,000 wives. That's quite a few wives. One day, it turned out that fate struck him in a negative way, and all his wealth was destroyed. Some of his cows were stolen by thieves, and the rest were forcibly taken by the king. Now, usually in tax situations, they could do that. Now, having become a pauper, Mangala was filled with sorrow. Now, in the meantime, the sages of Dandakaranya, who by the Lord Ramachandra's blessing were destined to become gopis, they became the daughters of Mangala. Remember, Mangala was quite wealthy, had 5,000 wives. And so they gave birth to the sages who were attracted to Lord Ramachandra when he was in the Dandakaranya forest. So they became daughters of Mangala. But now, fate has struck Mangala in an unexpected way, and Mangala is poor. So when Mangala saw his many daughters, he became filled with sorrow. Miserable in his poverty and tormented with headaches and diseases, Mangala started speaking. What shall I do? Where shall I go? Who will take away my sufferings? Now that I have no wealth, no opulences, no dynasty, and no strength, what shall I do? How will my daughters marry if I have no wealth? Because at that time, when daughter marries, the father is supposed to give some measure of wealth along with the daughter to the husband. If even the next meal is uncertain, to have no wealth, where is the hope to gain wealth? So Mangala was in quite a bit of anxiety, to say the least. And he kept on, now that I'm suddenly poor, how will I make my daughters happy by marrying them to wealthy and powerful kings? So as Narada said, Mangala was thinking this way. And as he was doing that, a gopa from Mathura district came to his home. Now, this elderly pilgrim was called Jai, and he was the wisest of the wise. And he had heard Mangala's situation. So he came and informed Mangala about the fabulous work of Nanda Maharaj, King Nanda. Remember, Nanda Maharaj was where was taking care of Krishna as a father by relation, and King Krishna's own rasas. So, after some thought, Mangala decided to send his beautiful-eyed daughters to King Nanda's circle. Mangala himself was poor, and he thought that the best thing to do was then have the daughters go to Nanda Maharaj's place and assist him. So, in Nanda Maharaj's home, the girls, now decorated with jewels, milked the cows in the barns. So basically, what Mangala did was have his girls go over to Nanda Maharaj's home to serve him by milking the cows. And Nanda Maharaj took care of them very nicely. The girls were decorated with jewels. Obviously, there was far more wealth. Mangala was not poor. The girls being there meant that they would get to see Krishna. So gazing at handsome Krishna and remembering their previous birth, the girls worshipped daily the Jamuna to attain Krishna. One day, the large-eyed and dark-complexioned goddess Jamuna appeared before the girls and offered to give them a benediction. And the girls said, "May Sri Krishna, the son of Raja's king, become our husband." Jamuna replied, "So be it," and suddenly disappeared. Later in the month of Kartik, in a Ras dance circle, Lord Krishna enjoyed with them as King Indra enjoyed with many heavenly girls. So, the wishes of the girls were fulfilled by praying to the Jamuna, they're asking for help because they were attracted to Krishna. These were Mangala's daughters. Mangala himself was fabulously rich earlier, and then he lost everything. And when he lost everything and he became a pauper, what did he do? A saint approached him. He was Jai from the Mathura district. And Mangala listened to this particular saint, the wisest of the wise, as is put here. And what happened? After listening to Mangala listening, you never know what can happen. One thing after another can happen at any time. And so, Mangala teaches us a lesson. He was wealthy, and the wealth was taken away from him suddenly by a stroke of fate. He had no control. He had 5,000 wives and daughters from them. And what happened? He listened to when he was in his very, very, very horrible state of anxiety. A saint visited him by, of course, Krishna's arrangement. And he explained the situation. The saint talked to him, Jai talked to him about Nanda Maharaj, and immediately Mangala made the decision, I'll take my daughters there. So when trouble happens to us, we shouldn't move away from Krishna, we should move towards Krishna, towards bhakti, towards devotional service. Serve as many devotees as possible. Sometimes what happens is we are engaged in some way of living regularly, and then problems happen, and all of a sudden some things that we used to be able to do, we cannot do. One of the things that happens is that our way of using time changes. And sometimes we wind up with some more time on our hands because we were doing something else and now that thing has been taken away from us. That time that's become available, you use it in serving. Even though mentally we'll be in anxiety, serve anyway. The best place to go to is Krishna. The best place to go to in every situation that is disturbing is Krishna. And even if situations are not disturbing, you stay with Krishna anyway. That is the best thing. And so, we pulled this story for two reasons. Because Mangala showed us what you do when trouble comes. And Narada said that this is a sacred story that removes all sins. And wouldn't we want that? And increasing, it also increases one's love for Krishna. So it's a short story, but Krishna fulfilled the sage's wish. And the sages were patient enough and truthful enough. Truthful enough because they experienced that attraction which shouldn't be experienced by a sage that's renounced. And they opened up and told Krishna the truth of how they were experiencing it. And Krishna is wonderful and charitable and merciful. Heard them out and decided that, all right, so there's attraction. But there's attraction that you cannot relate to me like that now, I mean in male bodies. So you can be with me, but you have to wait. The other thing that we got is patience on the part of the sages. They knew that they had to live their lives, finish that particular life, take birth again, and they trusted Krishna would arrange things. And they took birth in this particular person who was Gopa and quite wealthy. Initially took care of them nicely, and then Krishna arranged for the pastime to come that Mangala now had to turn his attention to Krishna and Nanda Maharaj by giving the girls over. Hare Krishna. So, much can be learned from what we've heard from Jatparat that saintly persons, one, they have to be friendly to living entities. That gives peace. Controlling the senses and mind, that is directing it towards devotional service. Saintly persons can easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. When they physically leave this, you know, later on death comes, then they're going back to Godhead. But those who are unfortunate, they cannot take association of these saintly persons. Hopefully, when we chant, and chanting is for purification and to remember the Lord, that we'll always be more attracted to saintly persons and those who are bona fide spiritual masters, and then we will always take the advice and live by it, discuss it, share it, and that way help everyone who also wants to elevate their consciousness to do so. So Jatparat has taught us so much, and we'll continue with it. Also, more ideas coming next week with the next one, text 40. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you,
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Lord Shri Prabhupada. Yeah. Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Yeah.
Anybody has any questions?
Okay. All right.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Danvat.
Hare
I don't
Krishna.
have any questions, but it's a very, very wonderful class. It was very nectarious. Thank you.
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Guru's mercy. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, when you compare spiritual, even the body is very material and the soul is spiritual. Everything has a concept of material and spiritual when we think about any stuff of anything, but with our consciousness, we have to elevate our spiritual soul from inside, but not the senses, the material that are attacking our body.
Mm.
Thank
Hare
you.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Good, nice little summary there. But yes, our consciousness has to be in the spiritual all of the time, and only the necessary things, material, we do. The rest is all spiritual, because that's most important. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yeah, I guess.
Probably like you mentioned, devotees do not associate much with non-devotees, but in the day-to-day affairs, we need to associate, right? For we need to go to job and all those things.
Yes.
We draw a line at some point. That's the key, actually. Not too much association.
Yeah, as far as work goes, right now in this material world, in order to be able to take care of the body, yes, there's employment, and a good bit of the employment is not based directly on devotional service or even associating with people who are devotees. That, you know, for the work period of time until someone retires, they may find themselves in that situation. What advice is that our gurus give us is give only the needed association for work purposes with those people, and make sure that the times that you're free and not doing things related to work, that you're relating to devotees or doing your sadhana and those kind of things that keep you in the devotional consciousness. Right now, until, of course, when the person retires and they realize, oh, now my time is a little more flexible, and then they make a decision at this point, which is the best decision is to do more spiritual things. But while you're working, yes, that will happen. Is not too easy to get away from relating to non-devotees. But give your association based on the work that has to be done, and not play into those things that we know are not acceptable for devotional service. Not playing to those things, just only the necessary things you relate to. But you always have to be kind and nice to them, though. That's everybody, because everybody has the soul in their hearts. That's you have to be. You have to be. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, we've seen that sometimes some devotees don't behave properly with non-devotees, and they think of superiority because they are devotees. And so as a result, there's some friction.
Mm.
Them and the colleagues have seen such things, so that has to be avoided, actually.
Yes, it has to be definitely avoided. To be a saintly person, as Gyapada explains here, clearly Gyapada is saying you have to be friendly to all living entities. So that means your co-workers too, you have to be friendly to them. And so, you know, we should ignore the things that they do to the material that if we got involved in that would hurt our spiritual lives. We should ignore it. You can't change them. You can be a good example yourself of what the right thing is to do. And they may pick up on that, but that's up to them. That's up to them.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you engage in conversations with them, then you can, in fact, introduce Krishna consciousness in an indirect way. Sometimes if they are uncomfortable in hearing Krishna's name, then you mention God, but you say the same things in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam to them. You could do that too. Hare Krishna.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thanks. Krishna's mercy. Yeah, Krishna's mercy. All right, I guess we can.
Prabhu,
yeah, okay. All right.
Once you
Shrubhishya Kripa Sinibya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.